Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is a wonderful day. It is the third day in the month of December, the last month for this year. And in this month, the Lord will restore unto you all that you have missed thus far in the year 2025. I want you to go ahead and give thanks to the Lord, because it is your month of good and perfect gifts. Go ahead and thank Him for the gift of life. It's going to be a great day for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, let's look into our wisdom nugget for today. Our wisdom nugget for today says, it takes a dead conscience to lie against your neighbor. If your conscience is dead, you are morally dead. It takes a dead conscience to lie against your neighbor. If your conscience is dead, you are morally dead. Beloved, think about this. Because without a good conscience, without a living conscience, you can't be a good Christian. The Lord bless you as you ponder on this. Now let's continue with our series titled, God Wants the Best for You. And today makes it part 8. And the topic we are considering today says, hearing God through inner conviction. Do not forget that so far I've spoken to us about 8 ways through which God speaks to His children. We spoke about through the Word of God, through the inner still small voice of the Holy Spirit, through the advice and counsel of men and women of God. We spoke about through the audible voice of God, then by dreams, by vision, by angel, and by circumstance. Today we're going to speak about by inner conviction, alright? So let's read quickly from Matthew chapter 4. We're going to read verse 1 to verse 4, talking about the temptation that Jesus Christ went through. I read, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now, beloved, inner conviction is almost undefinable, but we can know it when we feel it. In fact, we know it when we feel it. It can appear as a deep belief in our heart, you know, that something is right or it is wrong. It may appear as a deep moral certainty, no telling whether what you are being told is true or it is not true, whether it is right or it is not right. However, it is not just a belief or a moral certainty, it is actually God speaking to you. In the first temptation of Jesus by the devil, Jesus must have heard the voice of the Father through his inner conviction, you know, telling him that the anointing upon his life after the 40 days of fasting and prayer is not to turn stones to bread for himself to eat. You know, afterward in his ministry, he multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and fed people. So, what was morally wrong in that approach? Through inner conviction, Jesus Christ spotted it. Yes, he needed food because he was truly hungry. But was it the devil that should tell him how to get food? Also, was he anointed to make food for himself, build houses for himself, amass wealth for himself, and become the richest prophet on earth? Through his inner conviction, built on a sound knowledge of the scriptures, Jesus knew something was wrong with that formula and approach, even though it would bring a result. But he knew something was wrong with that formula and approach. And that's the reason why I usually say that something works does not make it right. When we look at inner conviction in relation to conscience, you know, which is simply a moral compass that discerns right from wrongs, we can say conviction, inner conviction, comes from a conscious alignment with specific principles and a determination to live by them. You know, leading to an unwavering sense that this is right for me or this is wrong for me. Such principles are usually born from a man's religion, philosophy, or, you know, accepted way of life. Beloved, your inner conviction will be characterized with peace that comes from God and absence of guilt or condemnation. Yeah. Inner conviction is usually characterized with peace that comes from God and absence of guilt or condemnation. There will be no attempt, you know, to suppress another truth that is known to you. Sometimes it even appears as if you are just being intuitive or you are being morally convinced about something, but how you will know that it is God speaking to you through that particular inner conviction is that, you know, scriptures will pop to your spirit with their right interpretation to uphold that conviction, like in the case of Jesus. You know, he was actually quoting Deuteronomy 8:3 when he rejected devil's advice to turn stones to bread. That statement, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, is actually Deuteronomy 8:3. This is the reason why believers who are shallow in the scriptures, they are usually weak when it comes to being led by God through their inner conviction. In fact, often they miss it. When you are shallow in the scriptures, you cannot be properly led by your inner conviction. So, beloved, I plead with you to be close to your Bible and stay away from all known acts of wickedness if you really want to enjoy being led by God through your inner conviction. Let God's word dwell in you richly, and your tendency to be led by God through inner conviction will become more sharper, precise, and regular. Let's stop here today. I want you to say this word of prayer after me as we pray. Say, "Dear Holy Spirit, empower me to stay away from evil and wickedness. Activate my love for the scriptures till your word dwells richly in me. Use my inner conviction to speak to me and lead me in life. Oh, help me to hear you clearly on a daily basis and let errors be far from me. In the mighty name of Jesus." Brako Tansendalia. Lendoro Basika Shantala Baharo Tosidia. The Holy Spirit, empower me to stay away from evil and wickedness. Rekotus Katolidea. Activate my love to study the scriptures on a daily basis and let your word dwell richly in me. Let my inner conviction become sharper, precise, and regular. In the name of Jesus, help me to clearly hear you on a daily basis. Let errors be far from me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Beloved, I bless you in the name of the Father that in this month of December, oh, your head will never lack oil. As you're embarking on that journey, if you are traveling, I declare you will go and return safely. No one will mourn over you, and you will also not mourn over anyone. For those who have anniversary today, your new year is blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. In this month, good and perfect gift shall be delivered unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you very much for your time, and remember to share this content with other people. God bless you as you do this, and bye for now. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, "Oh Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Hallelujah. Now that you are saved, please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible-believing church and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now. Your mighty
deliverance. Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@jmjpodcast.com. Finally, would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ Podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus, and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.